Good morning, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano, your host, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, August 7th, 2008. It's now about 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. You are about to listen to an antidote to popular talk radio. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620 or email us anytime at comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. If you are listening to a rebroadcast or through our archives, you may also phone in your comments to area code 918-919-0101. I encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. That's mytwocentsonline.com, and that two is a numeric two. He discusses economic issues and how they affect you. Folks, I know many people think that everything is okay now. The stock market seems to have leveled out, as I say, hit a bottom, and actually has gone up a bit the past few days, and so everything must be okay. Folks, this is just the summer doldrums. This occurs every summer. Things are going to get worse. The problem is none of the systemic problems have been solved yet. The systemic problems are still there, actually have been exasperated. They're even worse than they ever were. Look at the Freddie Mac situation. Still has not been resolved and probably will never get resolved. I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. There's also a map now where you can click and then indicate where you're calling from. Your name doesn't go on there or anything like that, but there's a little pin, and it shows where you're calling from so we can have a map of our listeners. A little silly thing that our web guy put up. I don't think anyone's using it, but please use it if you can, okay? Appreciate it very much. Okay, well, this morning we have several emails, and I'll go through them quickly. There's one that I find very troubling, and I'll read that also. Excuse me, I'm having my morning coffee as I'm broadcasting here. I apologize for that. Here we go. Here's one. This is from, believe it or not, from Andy Sutton. What a pleasure to get to hear from Andy. He said, "Station like ours will be off the air if this nonsense finds its way through." I guess he's talking about the government. "I'm not optimistic. What will likely end up happening is it will be slipped into another housing economic stimulus bill or some other feel-good legislative absurdity." And folks, that's what they do. If you want something done, what you do is you stick it in with a bill that you know is going to be passed, and you know people, it would be political suicide to vote against. So you slip it into a very, very popular bill, something that is very proprietary or something that's very deleterious to everybody. No one in their right mind would approve it, right? But they do that. They do that all the time, right? And you said you hit the nail on the head with the details. Tells you about the motives of the handlers, I suppose. Right on, Andy. I guess I agree with you there. Here's one from Ray. And Ray said, "Thank you very much. Your last show was great." Thank you, Andy. I love to hear those. "Did you ever consider being broadcasted on We the People Radio Network?" Ray, yes, I have. In fact, I had been in contact with them. They are rescheduling all their stuff, all their programs, and they have me in consideration. I have an in with WTPRN. In fact, there's a... we rebroadcast it here in Tulsa on a low-frequency FM station, and which I saw put up. It was kind of neat, and so I would be very, very interested in that, and I will await their call, and I will follow up with them. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate the email. And Ray, if I haven't sent you a coffee mug or a T-shirt, if you would send me your mailing address and your T-shirt size. If I have enough T-shirts, I run out of the thing so quickly. If I don't, I'll send you a coffee mug, okay? Okay, send it to me to comments@libertytalkradio.com. All right, now here's one from, let's see. Here's one from Vic. Let me get these out of the way, because the one from Vic is the troubling one. America has saved. That's part of Vic. So I'm sorry. Let's see. Yep. Okay. Here we go. This is from Jim from Tulsa. He says, "War is hell, and our media sanitizes the gruesome, bloody realities of our military machine. Out of sight, out of mind." Remember that song, Jim? Out of sight, out of mind. That was back in the 1950s. "And the military terms shared by the media, like collateral damage, friendly fire," a good one, "friendly fire, surge, insurgents, terrorists, are to feed to Americans a simple, dumbed-down explanation to justify the illegal invasions and the atrocities we are committing." Jim, that's an excellent point. In fact, the late George Carlin did a skit on that, saying, you know, we no longer say people are shell-shocked. We say that they have, you know, and he came out with all the new terms for everything, you know, and some syndrome for this and syndrome for that. We no longer have a war zone. We have a theater, you know. And it was kind of funny. It was funny and very truthful. And yours hits the nail on the head. Thank you very much, Jim. All right, now here's the one that I find very troubling. Just hold on one second, please. I want to get some coffee. Thank you. Okay. This is one from Vic. And he said, just a quick response to the topic, and we're talking about collateral damage here. Just a quick response, all right? He says, "War is in human blood, and it's definitely in USA's blood. If I live in the USA and someone in Iraq dies as a consequence of being in the crossfire, being involved, being a terrorist, etc., etc., how could an average American care?" Well, I want to stop there for a second. I just want to stop there for a second because now we've run into a matter of terminology. Now, please, folks, I really welcome your emails, and I welcome your calls. Remember, the 646-652-4620. We've got 5 open lines. I know it's early on Thursday morning for us in here in the central part of the United States, but do call in, even with any comments, and it doesn't have to be about this subject at all. I'd love to hear from you. But my motive is not to argue with you or to prove to you that I'm right and you're wrong, so take this and shove it up your nose. Quite on the contrary, it's emails such as this that make this show worthwhile. And Vic, I appreciate very, very much the email that you wrote. Now, I'm going to disagree with things, but please do not take offense. Maybe we can use this as dialogue, if anything else, okay, as something constructive. And I'm not saying I'm right and you're wrong, but let me give you a different perspective on things, okay? And I just want you to think about it. I don't want you to get angry, and I want you to continue being a listener and a supporter of the station. When we say humans, it's in humans' blood, war is in humans' blood, we have to define what we mean by war. You know, war is another sanitized word. It's a word that we use that sanitizes. I am going to kill someone that I don't know for reasons truly unknown. Think about that. If I ask someone, said, "Hey, I'm your superior, but I want you to kill that other person. I'm going to give you a good reason. That person's a real bad person and doesn't deserve to live, and I'm your superior. So go over there and here's an M16. Shower that person." Now, unless you're demented, you'd say, "Are you crazy? I'm not going to just kill someone in cold blood." Oh, we do have a call in here. Let's take the call first. It seems to be from Tulsa. Caller, you're on the air. Where are you calling from? Your first name, please.
This is Clint, and I'm calling just south of Henrietta.
Oh, okay, Clint. Thank you for calling in. You have a comment or a question?
Well, I just... I was going down the road here and thought I would call in and relate a libertarian perspective to to you. I don't know what the topic is, but it was this Sunday. I had gone to a friend's house. He owns a rent house, and we were going to be installing a new electrical panel because the one that was originally put in had been redone sometime in history and done wrong, and it had basically caught fire. And so I told him we'd get started about 7 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
It's been pretty hot out there, huh? I bet you it was pretty hot, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was 99 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning, so okay. I was real anxious to stay out of the sun, especially as fair as my skin was.
Well, I'm glad you didn't call me, Clint, to help you out, because I would have given you a good excuse.
I bet you would. But as we were driving that direction, I noticed, you kind of notice certain things about neighborhoods you're in, and I noticed that all of the homes in this neighborhood pretty much looked alike, with the exception of maybe a paint job, and then there were some empty properties around, and I turned to my friend, I said, so these were all government housing at one time, and he said, yeah, I got a good deal on buying it, and I said, well, I kind of thought with all the boarded up windows and things that were kind of in the neighborhood, but we got to the house, and we just had to pick out the right color, because they all were identical, and I think you've got like a greenhouse, and we pull up, and we get the people up out of bed, and there's about 7 people living there, and so I start my work early that morning, and they go out on the front porch about 8 o'clock, and I'm listening to the conversations going on, and it was really rather interesting. The first thing I noticed was the choice of breakfast. It was the breakfast of champions, Joe. It was an 18-pack of Miller Genuine Draft. And
Miller Draft, very good.
yeah, that was the breakfast. And I guess a neighbor had brought it over from. I was back in the garage, and they were out on the front porch. So I was kind of. They were talking pretty loud that early in the morning, and then. You know, the talk started to, you know, hover around about their lives. Like, man, you know, it's really tough to make it these days. And one guy said, yeah, my check's already gone. And so I took from that, it was, you know, government checked. And I asked a friend of mine, I said, so I take it that some of these people are on, like, a disability check or something. He said, yeah, and whatever else they provide. And we kept that conversation kind of low. But as I was listening, I got to hear, you know, that they were making, one person got $500. Now, this would have been this last Sunday, so I guess the eagle flew over, as they call it, and had dropped the money bomb on this individual, and it was already gone. And I know that they were renting the house, actually a pretty nice house, for $500 a month. And then there were 4 other people that were out there drinking their breakfast, and they were lamenting that one of them only got like $900. And as I started, they all didn't announce what they were getting, but I figured if the other ones were just at $500, we've got a family here that on the 3rd or 4th day of August, they're already broke, and there's about $2,500 that came into the household.
My goodness gracious.
I was astounded that they're going to sit here all day, which is what they did, and complain about they need more. And I looked at my friend and I said, and we work on early Sunday mornings, take time out of our day to come fix a situation that he's having to pay me for to make somebody else's life that, you know, they're really not having to do much of anything. And the sad thing about all this is, you know, they're going to be stuck in this perpetual sucking off of the government. I mean, they're like,
that's right.
They're enslaved to the system.
Now,
and always complaining there's not enough.
Right now, Clint, don't you think one of the person that they will vote for president is a person who will provide them with the largest stimulus package?
Oh, I gathered that kind of right off. That was probably after the first 10 beers had gone by. I think the conversation went in that direction.
Well, and, did you ask them if they were going to vote Libertarian?
No, we never got around to that. It degenerated later on in the day to a bunch of yelling and screaming in the house. And one of the kids, about, I'd say he's about 20 years old, I take it he didn't work either. Not sure he's getting any kind of supplemental income, though, at least not from the government. Anyway, he came out to watch my work, and the rest of all the other people were continuing their daily, I guess they was waiting for the lunch 18-pack to come in. I couldn't quite tell. And he was really interested in what I'm doing, and I so wanted Joe to turn around and tell the boy, you know, you can break the cycle right here. He'd probably freak out wondering what the world I was talking about.
Right,
but here was Don Bailey, the only person in this family unit that showed, any curiosity about what was going on in their home or anything else that was happening.
He's the only hope.
Yeah, and I really wanted to sit him down and say, you don't have to be like them. You don't have to continue this cycle.
Right.
You know, you can be an individual, and as an individual, you can make these choices to improve your lot in life.
Right.
And I never said that to him, and I would have, but, you know, there were just a lot of people hanging around.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that, boy. That would have been bodily harm, and I understand it, but I can understand your frustration. Clint, that's a great story. I want to thank you so much for calling. Well, we know the moral of that story. The government doesn't discriminate. They give our money out to everyone, whether they deserve it or not, right?
That is correct. Yeah. That's what I gathered from this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if it was voluntary, we know. If voluntarily, we would know who deserves it, and that would be our decision, right, Clint?
That's correct.
Okay.
That is great. Well, you have a great day. I just had to share that little perspective of something that I don't get to see up front, up close.
Okay, Clint, thank you so much, and just send me your email address, and I'll send you a Liberty Talk Radio coffee mug. Okay, fair enough?
All right.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling in.
On my trip.
Okay, great.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Boy, that was unexpected. That was an unexpected call. That was neat. All right, we'll get back to that, but I wanted to finish this. We were talking about that war is in human's blood, and when we define war, it's like I said, it's like an antiseptic word. It's sort of like the George Carlin comedy skit where they have all these terms that they use. Instead of saying, battleground, we say theater and stuff like that. What is war? What is the definition of war? Well, war, it depends. Now, war to me is when someone encroaches on someone else and just indiscriminately starts killing people. Now, war is, now, of course, when you're defending yourself, you're just defending yourself. To me, that's not war. That's just defending oneself. We got to be more specific. And then when we look at war, when a government decides that there is a selfish interest for this country to invade that another country, and those interests, you got to follow the money. Look at 4,000 years of history. They didn't do it for the good of the other people. It has never, ever, 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 ever happened. Now, the government's always professed that, but that never happens. So what happens? They send their young men and women to go to war to kill other young men and women, other productive people of society, of this earth. And what is war? Now, so I do not agree that it is in human blood to kill other people. I don't have this urge to go out there and say, well, good thing there are laws, because if it wasn't, I'd take a gun or a knife and I'd start killing people all over the street. I don't have that. If I saw it happen, I would probably faint. You know, it's not in my blood. So we have a premise here that I can't work from. Now, if you say there is a propensity of governments to use their populace for their greedy, selfish needs, and will place their populace at peril to achieve those objectives, agree absolutely agree. I have no problem with that whatsoever. In fact, that is the mode of government. Governments are bad. Remember, governments only do three things well. They collect taxes well, they take away your freedoms well, and they kill people well. That's the three things they do very well, and not necessarily in that order. So in that, I agree. But that's not in the human blood. That's in people who, that's in governments, organizations, and people who get into organizations for very, very selfish reasons. Now, it's not in their blood. They don't go to war. They don't say, oh, it's in my blood. I gotta go. I have to go overseas and kill somebody. I just can't wait. Give me a gun, you know. You don't see our congressmen doing that. They say,
well, we have to do this for the protection and the freedom of the people, blah, 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 blah.
All this garbage, 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 right? And then they send young men and impressionable young men and women who think they are doing it because they are being loyal to their country. They are being the safeguards of our country, and they go overseas and they kill other people, totally innocent men and women, and then children. I do not subscribe to the definition that war is in the blood of people. Now, there are certain tribes, if you go back in history, that they're very warlike. But they're not born that way. They are, in fact, raised that way. Just like we are raised to be stupid from our government schools. We are raised, we're a stupid nation because we go to stupid government schools. We teach students comic book history. And that's what we know. History we know is history, is comic book history. It's garbage, right? Now, it's not that Americans are more stupid than other people. It's that that's what we're fed. So I don't think it's in our blood. It's what we're learned to believe, and it's the way we're raised, okay? So, and then he goes on, Vic goes on to say, your topic is irrelevant because what's done is done. Look at 9/11. Now, I agree. I mean, with that, I agree. What's done is done. We can't do anything about it. But I don't know why it's irrelevant. If this program, the objective of this program is to educate, to help redefine, to open people's minds, to create new avenues of thought, to make us, to create an atmosphere of being more a more critical thinker, then it's not irrelevant. It's only irrelevant if we think the way we're told to think. Then we're correct. If you think the way the government wants you to think, that is, you are absolutely correct. The government wants you to think this way. And what I'm trying to do is undo that. I'm a detoxification program. And I wish we could get our minds away from our traditional definitions of things. And he goes on, he says, America has saved everyone's ass using collateral damage. I don't agree with that. I don't think we have saved anyone. I think we have created a lot of destruction. Now, dropping the bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki didn't save anyone. Oh, it may have ended the war a little bit more quickly, you know, but we could have done that anyway without the loss of tens of thousands of people. There was no need for that. And, you know, and I also take exception to, you know, we Americans. Well, first of all, Americans are everyone. North America, South America, Mexicans and Canadians, Americans, Brazilians are Americans, you know. And we have to be careful when we use that term, number one. Number two is that we're all the same. We're on the same ball that's rotating and flying around the sun. I mean, we're in this, on this planet together. There's no difference. And the only thing that separates us is government and religion. They're the only two things that separate us. Remember, governments tell us we're good and they're bad. And that's why we have to attack. And religions say what? You know, we have the one true religion, everybody else is wrong. It divides us. And that's wrong. And we don't save people. We go into war. If you follow the money, you'll find the reason why we go to war. It says, USA does not have a problem. Humans do not have any problems. We do have a problem. And our problem, and it's not our problem, it's not my problem, not me, Joe. It's the government has this problem, is that we are empire, and we want to maintain, and we are controlled by the people who control the currency. He who controls the currency controls the country. And we will do whatever they say. And if it means that every young man and woman die in an unnecessary war to protect their interests, every young man and woman would die. That is a problem. We don't go to war because we're sitting here being benevolent to everyone and trading and being a good earthly citizen, and then someone out of the blue just starts ducking at ships at our shores and starts lobbing bombs at us. Then that day happens. When that day happens, then I want to pick up arms. Then I want to shoot. Then I want to protect myself. Don't want to kill anyone. I want to protect myself. So it's not in our blood. Now, folks, we were supposed to talk about greedy banking, but we're going to do this Sunday night. And I want to thank Clint for calling in, and I want to thank Vic for your email. Vic, please do not take offense, or don't think I'm chastising you. Please don't do that. I'm sorry I get kind of emotional. But please try to understand that thing, that what when we talk as a matter of definition. We talk a matter of human beings. Human beings, all human beings, we're all the same. When we talk about Americans, we're talking about earthlings, and we're all the same. When we talk about war, all war has been so far is some government's selfish program wanting to get something from somebody else, and it will sacrifice all of its people to do that. And that's not inherent in anyone, and it's not anyone's blood, right? And collateral damage is always bad. Anyone who dies here unnecessarily on the earth, we should care about. Now, if we don't know about it, we won't care about it. Now, if someone right now is dying somewhere, and there's probably 100,000 people dying right now, I don't walk around grieving all day. I mean, that's life. But if I have an opportunity to stop that killing from going on, I will do that, and that's what I will do through this program. Okay, Vic, please continue listening, and please send me emails. These are the emails that I like, because this is the thing. This creates dialogue. And this develops a program the way I'd like for it to develop. Okay, we only have about a minute to go. What I'd like to do is just mention to you, make sure you go to Andy Sutton's website at mytwocentsonline.com. Things are going to get really rough really soon, folks. I think in September we're going to see a big turnaround in the market, and be prepared for that. All right, I'm preparing you for it. All right, I'm predicting right now. All right. And Sunday night, we will talk about the greedy bankers. Unfortunately, we didn't have an opportunity to do this now. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away, or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle, something I like to do. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. That's the free life. Folks, embrace it. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that's a warning to all of us. It says, don't steal, the government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.